still talk about the marketing funnel? Why is that still a thing? I'm Arthur Germain, and welcome back to the Brand Telling Podcast. I help establish, strengthen, and promote startup and grow up brands for increased recognition and stronger sales. Today, I'm going to bust a common marketing myth, the marketing funnel, and I'm going to give you something else to replace it that I think works a lot better. First, let's talk about that funnel. It's broken. It assumes everything is a lead that comes into the top and that all the leads will glide out of the bottom. But some leads get stuck in the middle of the funnel for a long time, don't they? In fact, there are all kinds of terms for every part of the funnel. Tofu, mofu, and bofu. Sounds like a lot of BS to me. Instead, I focus on the buyer's journey and the prospect's objectives, and I provide them the right kind of content at each stage of the journey. To keep it simple, I focus on three stages: awareness, consideration, and decision. And I created a handy infographic you can download as a reference. It's linked in the text. Now let's take a look at each of these three stages. Number one, awareness. This is where your customer thinks, we have a problem we eventually need to solve. In this stage, you seek to educate and inform your customer to highlight a specific challenge they may face. You want to establish yourself as an expert resource as you build story leadership. Some examples of marketing activities and content that are perfect to provide during this stage are blog articles, email blasts, infographics, news releases, podcasts, postcards, social media shares, trade shows and events, and what is videos. All of these help to establish awareness. Number two, consideration. In this stage, your customer is now aware of their pain and thinking, we need to look into available solutions for our problem. In this stage, you seek to engage with your customer and explain facets of your solution that may resolve their challenge. You may consider gating some of the content at this stage so you can get some information about them. Some examples of marketing activities and content perfect to provide during this stage are checklists, customer success stories, ebooks, email newsletters, and explainer animations. And number three, decision. Okay, at this stage, your buyer is aware of the challenge, familiar with your solution, and now they're thinking, we're selecting among the best solutions available. In this stage, you seek to build confidence with your prospective customer that your brand and solution are the right fit and approach to resolve their challenge. Some examples of marketing activities and content that are perfect to provide during this stage are customer testimonials, data sheets, demos and training videos, sales presentations, and workshops and webinars. Here's a quick story. Think about staging your content the way a real estate salesperson might stage a home for sale. The bedrooms look like inviting places to sleep. The dining room might offer some freshly baked cookies, and the sliding doors to the backyard are clean with the blinds pulled open to help the new owners imagine what life would be like in their new home. The real estate agent might hand them a listing with all the home information, but it's the way the home is staged as the prospective buyers walk through that really sells it. And the last thing they discuss is the price and what day the town picks up garbage. Unfortunately, most content marketing gets staged upside down, with the salesperson handing out spec sheets at a trade show instead of sharing customer success stories. If you're struggling with ways to share your brand story, let's meet. Book an introductory call at meeting.brandtelling.com and let's see if we're a fit. I'm Arthur Germain, and thank you for joining me at the Brand Telling Podcast.